Hello, everybody, and welcome to Their Best Album, the podcast where we dive in, discuss, and rank the discographies of the biggest and best bands of all time. I'm Joe Koziak.
I am Jack McFarling.
And today, we're going to do something a little bit different. You know, last year, we got you good with that Sex Pistols episode, and we're going to get you good again. But for now, we thought we should kind of switch it up.
We won't do the same joke twice in a row.
Not twice in a row. Gotta break it up a little bit. So today we're actually going to look at an album that served as a bit of a point of inspiration on the show, specifically the inspiration for one of the categories that we use to rank albums we review. So today we are going to take a look at the seminal early 2000s album, Sum 41's All Killer No Filler, and we're going to find out if it actually lives up to its name.
And disclaimer, I know or knew nothing about Sum 41. I don't know how, but, you know, things just kind of happen that way sometimes.
I really don't know how, like, I'm very surprised because they are, like, they're not quite on the same level of, like, Green Day and Blink-182, but they're, like, just a step below. You know, Green Day and Blink-182 are the bands that everyone knows, but then, like, Sum 41, Simple Plan, Good Charlotte, those are the bands of the same era that, like, I would say 90% of people at the time knew. We're going to learn ya. Yeah, I don't know how else to lead in, so without further ado, let's fucking go!
Woo!
All right. First song on the album, Introduction to Destruction. I was not expecting that as someone who has listened to a lot of Sum 41 over the years. I was not expecting that. What did you think on that one?
Same. Although I think it kind of makes more sense given that there's a thrash metal song bookending the album.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I had to go with my gut on this one and say killer. It was questionable, but I say killer.
I'll say killer. It definitely piques your interest.
It does for sure. Nothing on my back. Next up, absolutely killer. No doubt about it.
Oh yeah.
That one I sounded familiar to me, but I don't know if I had actually heard it before. I mean, it just sounds like a typical Sum 41 song, which means it's killer.
I mean, yeah, that I'm pretty sure that's the only one I really recognized. And it's only like, you know, back of my mind, you know.
Somewhere deep in your 12-year-old brain.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere along the lazy river at Aquaport, I heard that song.
Next up, Never Wake Up, certified killer. That song is now on my skate playlist.
Yeah, that song reminded me of Nightmare by the Pillows. And I love that song. So
I gotta check that one out. We still have to do our Pillows deep dive. I'm excited for that. Because I, other than like the songs that you've showed me, I still don't know much about them. But they're good. They're damn good.
Yes.
Well, after Never Wake Up, we got the one and only Fat Lip. Which is a big fat killer, mega 12-year-old with a flame beanie energy. one of the most iconic pop punk guitar riffs of all time.
Pretty standard.
I don't know how you didn't know that song.
I don't know, man. It is like pretty standard, like fuck you dad energy.
It's such fuck you dad energy.
And I mean, that's exactly what we're here for. Yeah, it's just a perfect example of the genre.
Yeah. How did you feel about the line, the doctor said my mom should have had an abortion, 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 abortion?
That's exactly the kind of edginess that you think is cool when you're in middle school. And
yeah. I don't know who the fuck came up with that line or who decided it ought to be in the song, but you know what? It's there, and there's no going back. Well, after Fat Lip, we got Rhythms. And I just got to say, could anything that sounds like it belongs on the Sonic Heroes soundtrack be anything but killer? I think not. And I'm entirely basing that analysis on the first 11 seconds of the song, but I stand by it.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good.
Is it killer, though?
We'll see.
We'll see? We'll see!
It's kind of a spoiler, but I don't know. I'll have to get into it at the end.
Okay. All right. I'm ready. Well, all right. After that, we got Motivation, which is another one of their most popular songs. Classic killer to me. That the guitar riff in that is pretty iconic too.
Yeah, and very relatable themes.
Yeah, if you're 12. No, that's a good song though. In Too Deep is literally one of my favorite songs of all time, honestly. Absolute killer. Shout out Cheaper by the Dozen, killer movie. Shout out the episode of Malcolm in the Middle where Reese takes his driver's ed test, killer show. Apparently, shout out American Pie 2 also. I wouldn't know about that one. I'm not a fucking degen. Stay in school, kids.
I've never seen that movie.
I've seen the first one. First one's funny. I imagine the others are not as funny.
Oh, is it like a scary movie effect?
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of thing. But yeah, great song. Absolute killer. What did you think?
It was good.
I'm looking for a certain word or another word.
It's all the rest of the songs on this album, I'm going to say, like, are good. I enjoyed Handle This especially, but we'll keep going through them, but like, it's good.
I'm going to take that as a tepid killer.
Tepid is a good word for it.
Well, after In Too Deep, we got Summer, and Summer is a little cutesy. I don't know. I don't know. But I'm still going to have to vote killer on it.
I couldn't really figure out what they were talking about with the lyrics.
I don't know. All that matters is called Summer, and it makes kids think of summer vacation.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up the lyrics right now because I was not really paying attention to the lyrics on just about anything. I don't know if this is the chorus or what, but you got the great lyrics. Whoa, you can't, but I know. Whoa, whoa, you don't even know. Come on. Great.
Is that William Shakespeare you're quoting there?
That is. Who the fuck is the guy who writes the lyrics? I can't find names soon enough, so I'm abandoning that joke. All right. But yeah, that one was all right. Yeah. And then Handle This. Yeah, I like Handle This.
Yeah, one of the only ballads on the album.
Yeah.
Which I appreciated the change of pace.
There's also that Bo Burnham song called Handle This, and that one's like, for sure killer. This one is like, I guess killer. It's a chill killer. It's mm-hmm. a chiller.
A chiller. I like it.
Chiller. Crazy Amanda Bunkface is such a killer title that I didn't even listen to the song. I'm just saying it's killer.
Yeah, it's a breakup song.
God, what a fucking burn, Bunkface. Gotta love it. What'd you think of that one?
Good. I'm so sorry. I really don't have much else to say.
That's okay. That's okay. Well, I'm gonna take that again as a tepid killer. Then All She's Got is absolutely a killer. That one to me honestly sounds like a Blink-182 song. Like literally zero about it would have to change to just sneak on to Enema of the State and no one would ask any questions.
Yeah, just dub over the vocals with AI, whatever his name is, the lead singer of that band.
Tom DeLonge.
Yeah, and there you have it, a Blink-182 song.
Honestly, You might not even need the AI filter. Like, it's already close enough.
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't actually the it wasn't actually Tom DeLonge. It was the bassist that sang this one.
This was one of Mark's one. He was trying something a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think of that one?
Good.
Good. Killer or filler, Jack?
It's important for the end. I'm saving it for the end.
Okay. All right. You're giving us all this foreplay. Oh, it's teasing.
I promise it will pay off, or I think it will pay off.
You promise I'll finish?
I promise.
Heart attack? Duh, heart attacks kill people. Next.
Obviously.
It's obviously killer.
Obviously.
It's a heart attack. Do you have any thoughts on that one or no?
Depression song.
Depression song. Yeah, that makes sense. And then finally, Pain for Pleasure is filler.
Damn, really?
I'm just kidding, you fools. It's fucking killer.
Yeah, it's fucking killer.
I want you to know that when the vocals hit, I typed into my Google Doc in real time, in all caps, OMG, Pain for Pleasure, yas, bitch.
It's the moment. Yas, queen. No, it's so good. It's just a nice little slap in the face before the album is over.
Yeah, and again, very much just not what I was expecting. It does like tie in back to Introduction to Destruction. Yeah, I didn't know they had that in them.
I wish there was more.
Yeah, they would do pretty well with that. All right, Jack, that's the end of that album. So let's hear it. What do you got?
Okay. So during my listening experience, I was becoming a little fatigued towards the end of like the album. And not that like every song I was listening to, I was like, yes, this is enjoyable to listen to, but I was like, okay, this is kind of the same thing again. And it just kind of got me thinking about the category of all killer, no filler in a more general sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, every song is technically pretty good, and I wouldn't mind listening to it again. But in the context of an album, it is not just, you know, how good is the song in a vacuum? It is like the songs in relation to each other, you know?
Yeah.
And if I'm just being like blasted with Cheetos over and over for every song, I'm gonna be like, oh well, I want some, you know,
you want some Doritos.
I want some Doritos, or I want.
But what's wrong with Cheetos?
I fucking love Cheetos, but you're not gonna pour yourself a popcorn bowl of Cheetos and be like, okay, there's my nutrition for the day.
You might not.
And it needs, like, I don't know, it's weird. Like, yes, every song is technically good. I like them. But in the context of an album, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to go 7 out of 10 for All Killer, No Filler.
7 out of 10?
Yeah.
7 out of 10?
As an unbiased third party who has no loyalty to this band, it's like, that's kind of where I'm at.
That's fair. I know I am very biased because this is exactly the shit I grew up on. I suppose that's fair, but Jack, it's not about the context. It's about banger, being banger after banger after banger.
But we talk about albums on this show. This is their best album.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, yeah. This would be great in like, if you put this entire album on like the Tony Hawk playlist where there's some room, you know, to hear some other things, to have some room between them. Like, this album is like John Wick if it was like all shooting and fighting the entire time.
Is that not what it is?
There, I know there is a lot of that in John Wick, but there are still scenes where he's not doing that. You know, he's just walking around or talking to people. The weight of the previous songs is dragging the experience down for me.
I suppose that's fair. I don't know how I'm going to stand for this disrespect, but I can't. But it is fair.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. This particular album is not actually one I was like super attached to, like growing up or anything. I was just really excited to be like, yeah, All Killer No Filler is All Killer No Filler, 10 out of 10 automatically.
Well, yeah.
You know, I was excited for that, but no, that's fair though. Well, I suppose that settles it, that All Killer No Filler is not quite All Killer No Filler.
Oh, you agree with me.
Well, I mean, I had it at a 10 out of 10, but I mostly was like doing this in a very joking manner at like midnight last night.
Oh, sure.
But like, you make some good points. You make some good points.
Oh, well, thank you.
I may still end up giving it a 10 out of 10 on that category if we get around to a Sum 41 episode anyway, but
I do have other ratings for the album.
Oh, you did? I did not come prepared with any other ratings for this one. I was just entirely just like, killer, yes. Killer, yes. Killer, yes.
Yeah, I mean, the theme I thought was like 8 out of 10. It's pretty standard youth, fuck you, dad. Instrumentation's 8 out of 10. It sounds pretty good. Lyrics, I gave a 6. Musical performance, I gave a 7.
Honestly, a 6 on the lyrics is generous.
Yeah, I thought about a 5. 7 for musical performance. They're really giving it their all. 4 out of 10 for originality.
That's, yeah.
6 out of 10 for Test of Time. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but it's like a 2 out of 10 for Desert Island.
Oh, no, you're totally fine. Again, this particular album was not like necessarily a seminal one for me growing up. Just like a couple of the songs on it specifically.
Yeah.
But, you know, but yeah, I can agree with those ratings for sure. Before we close things out, Jack, did you come with a joke or two prepared?
Nope. Totally forgot.
That's okay. If you want to take a sec to find one, you're welcome to, or I have two prepared.
I mean, I have one that's like I have one in the chamber that's like my favorite joke.
Lay it on me.
What's brown and sticky?
I know this one, but what?
It's a stick.
It is a classic.
Yeah.
All right. I have two that are both pirate jokes.
Oh, good.
So pirate walks into a bar. Bartender says, "Hey man, is that a steering wheel in your pants?" And the pirate goes, "Aye, it's driving me nuts." And then the other one, a different, unrelated pirate walks into another bar. And this one, he's got the whole look going, the peg leg, the hook hand, the eye patch, the works. And he sits down next to this guy. And the guy asks him, "Hey, how, if you don't mind me asking, how did you get the peg leg?" And pirate says, "Well, it were me first day out at sea, and I were sitting back in a canoe with me legs out over the side, and all of a sudden a shark leaps up and bites me leg off." And the man says, "Oh, wow. How'd you get the hook hand?" And the pirate says, "Well, it were only me second day out at sea, and I were leaning on the rail of the ship looking out, when all of a sudden another shark leaps up and bites off me hand." "That's terrible," the guy says. "And the eye patch?" "Well, it were me third day out at sea, and there I am looking up at the sky when a seagull flies overhead and shits directly in me eye." The guy says, "Oh my god, and that made you lose your eye?" "Well, it were me first day with the hook."
Oh. All right, funny jokes.
Thanks.
Yeah. Pirate humor is always classic.
All right. Well, yeah, this one, I'll hold off on the, like, what's up with you until we do our next one. But this one was a lot of fun for me because, again, my taste in music as a child was absolutely defined by 90s and early 2000s pop punk. And guess what, dudes? They just actually released a new album on March 29th, which will be in the past as of when this comes out. So go check that out. We recorded this episode before that came out, so I can't say whether it sucks shit or not, but I bet it's pretty killer, limited filler.
How long has it been since they released something?
Prior to that, I have no idea. I have not been keeping up with them, but let's take a quick glance.
Is this like they've been making music for this long, or is this like a we're getting the band back together kind of thing?
It looks like they've actually been just doing stuff just very periodically. Like, oh shit, this was their first album. I didn't know that.
This was their first album?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a pretty strong debut.
That is.
Gotta say. And this was 2001, and then they had one in 2002, one in 2004. I think all of those are like fairly popular, and then they kept on going 2007, 2011, 2016, 2019, and then 2024. So it has been 5 years, but I didn't even know that they've done anything in the last decade, honestly.
Maybe it's more thrash metal.
That'd be pretty cool. Yeah. You know what I also learned at midnight last night for the first time that I never knew was that these guys are Canadian. I never knew that, but that's a perfect segue into the next episode because the next episode is about Rush.
Hell yeah.
If you all have been following along, you already knew that. If you haven't been following along, then freaking follow along, people. Go tell friends about us. Follow us on social media. We're on all of them. Subscribe on Spotify, Apple, wherever you're listening to this right now. We're on all of those too.
Also, please rate the podcast.
Yeah. Yes, leave us a 5-star review with the words "you suck" and in parentheses "in a good way." I will Venmo you $1 if you actually leave us that review, unless more than like 5 people do it. The first 5 people to leave that review will be Venmoed $1. You have my word. Any closing thoughts from you, Jack?
Thank you, Canada, for Sum 41 and Rush.
And Ryan Reynolds.
Just thank you, Canada, in general. Thank you, Canada.
Thank you, Canada. You've given us some good stuff.
The little brother of America that is so often overlooked.
Thank you for Letterkenny, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Letterkenny, Ryan Reynolds, Sum 41, Rush, Ryan Adams, other people. Nickelback. Thank you for Nickelback. Holy shit. We're going to do a Nickelback episode at some point.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm happy that, like, most of the actual world is past the it being cool to shit on Nickelback now, and people are like, no, we actually, like, they rock. We know that, you know.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're at that point.
We've let go of our ego and our Nickelback superiority ego or inferiority. Whatever it is.
We are all inferior to Nickelback, let's be honest. But all right, enough tangents. Let's wrap it up and let's go record our Rush episode.
See y'all soon.
See ya.
2, 3. Hey you.